Thank you for calling Local Splash. This is Honey. How can I help you today?
You sound better.
Hi. Hi, Alma.
You sound a lot better.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I want to say thank you for having patience with my dad. He's a little calmer now. He actually got a lead just now.
He got a lead
today?
Oh, wow, that is good news. That's really good news.
Yes, that's why I was calling. That's why I had messaged, and I thought it was you calling me, but I was on the phone with my doctors and stuff, and I was actually, that's why I ended up texting. I'll call you back because I thought it was you, but and then I go to look, and it was a voice now. I was like, oh, my goodness. I'm just trying to find his pictures now, but I really do want to say thank you for having patience with him and with me and everything.
Oh, no problem.
But whatever you did, Alina, at least I'm glad he's getting his leads, and if something, because if he worries too much. I try to empty his plate, but it's not working.
It's okay. I mean, I totally understand, especially after you've shared, like, the things that he's going through as well and the weight of responsibility that he has. So it's really understandable. I've had clients where they, like, really scream at me, so.
That's not right, though. It's not your fault. I understand that's not your fault. It's not right for them to be that way.
It's okay. Sometimes it's actually the situation that drives people, like, mad. Yeah, it happens. So I don't understand.
Yes, I was like, I don't know what my dad said to her. He called her back or what he said. I said, they must see how mad he is.
We actually optimized the account, so it was just like a matter of time for it to like gather leads, and very glad to see that it really worked. So the only pending item that we have is the Google Verified campaign. I have not received a response from the team, because I did ask them, like, what will be our next move on this one. I've told them that my client said that he doesn't really recall this one. So what do we enter on the link that was given? So I'm just waiting for an update from them on that so that we know what will be our next step. So we really wanted to make sure that the Google Verified campaign actually runs. And then also for the website, I have informed our team, because I made a reminder to them way back, told them that we wanted to update the home section pictures because it showed more on pool construction, and we don't want people to think that you're a pool constructor. I mean, you do pools, but it's not just pools. So I did send them the request again, so hopefully they should be able to go ahead and make this right this time.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just the way it looks, the front page of it, like right now, the lead that I have, he wants to look at my dad's website, and it's like, I'm going to send him there, and he's going to think, okay, they only do pool, they only do cement, and I don't want him going there either and thinking, okay, that's all we're doing.
Exactly.
No, so it's, that conflicts that. That's fine. I'm glad they leave it. When I changed it, they did leave it that way. It's just that I guess so far that I've seen, they need to keep on quit changing that. They keep on putting back BOAS. Just BOAS.
I don't know how many times
you go in there and you put surrounding areas. I go in there, I put surrounding areas. And for some reason, every day that I look at it, it goes back to BOAS.
To BOAS again. Let me go ahead and check that one, Alma. I'm so sorry about that. I'm not very sure why it keeps on reverting back.
I was like, what the heck?
Yeah. Drug contractor and Boaz.
I don't know why.
I need the same thinking. So sorry about this one. Let me go ahead and dash our team on this.
I mean, everybody, I mean, they asked, because he asked us. Luckily, this one, he's out of it. He's in Boaz himself, so he asked. And, I mean, luckily that, but it's just weird to me that it always goes back to Boaz.
Okay. I have included that one in my escalation to them. So hopefully they can go ahead and have that fixed. Hello, Alma?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still there? Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's at least, I mean, people still know, and they still realize it, so it's not, I mean, in a way, I guess it's okay, but I'd rather stay surrounding areas so they realize, okay, yeah, they're just not focused on the web.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
The font is fine. The font is good. I mean, I actually had to go in and change the font myself because they kept on telling me, no. But, see, no. They don't tell my dad says I learned already not to tell you no on something or you can't do that because the more you tell me I can't do something, the more I want to do it now. I just to prove people wrong, I do because I used to do construction work. I've done men work. I've done the heavy lifting and all that. So people can't tell me, no, you don't know, or you can't say this and this. Yes, I can, because I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of those, like, my husband, he used to work for a Polish guy, and Polish don't believe, and Polish, though they don't believe that the females should work. They stay home, cook, take care of kids. That is their straight belief. That is what they say, and they're very firm on that. One day the boss calls my husband. Well, I need you to go pick up some drywall. See if you go, it was a day off. Oh, you want to hire somebody to go and pick up some drywall with you and this and that, so you can go and do that for a quick few hours if you don't mind. And I'm looking at my husband, and I told him, I said, why you can go hire somebody? That's just more money in our pocket. So I can go with you, I'll help you, and he just pays me, and that's more money for us. That man real quick says, no, you know, she can't do that. She's a woman. How's she going to go do that? I'm like, what? He goes, no, I went on purpose. We told him, yeah, we hired somebody else. It was me that went. I went and I did it myself, and he was like, when he looked at the camera, he says, Alma, what are you doing? I was like, leave me alone. Don't tell me I can't do something because I end up doing it more. No, but thank you. I really do appreciate it. I've changed, like I said, they did need the font that I've seen so far. I haven't looked that much today. I'm going to go. The font, yeah, to me, it's stays the same because it's something different. I was going to put in it a different color, but the white does burst out more on that page. The bottom is the logo. And the top logo, if they can make the logo a little bit bigger.
A little bit bigger. Okay.
Yeah, because if you go and you look at it, it's small. And then
all right.
The bottom
no problem. I'll
it's the bottom one, they'll take the white background off like they did the top one.
Mm-hmm. The top one, okay.
And, yeah, like you said, the pictures. I sent a good amount of them. I don't know if you were able to look at some of them, but I sent in a good amount. If they, I give them to go ahead and choose which one they think that is, but they actually know more, like, they're supposed to know more. About what they're doing, so I let them post up the ones they think is really better, because I sent a good amount of pictures in. And then the other ones was they can post them up on his page, on all their pages, you know, they can be posted.
Okay, that is perfect. I'm gonna go. I have actually told the team that the pictures that you sent, because I wanted them to know that there are pictures that were sent that we could actually use. So we'll make sure to go ahead and use that one.
Okay, I really do appreciate it. Yes, so that way people can see that he doesn't only do pulls or decks or whatever. He does a little bit of. All right. Yeah. Well, I do appreciate everything. I thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Alma. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, okay?
Oh, I'm going to be packing and getting ready.
I'll be traveling, yeah. But it's okay. You'll be with your dad very soon.
Yeah, that's what he's coming. He'll be here Sunday, so. Yeah, he's just more worried about me. He doesn't want me getting sick anymore and being here alone, so.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, like, I'm here and it's okay and I'm far from my parents, my family, my dad's over there, but my grandkids are 30 minutes away. It's hard to say goodbye. My grandbabies are, when you have grandkids, that's a different story. It's a whole, you love your kids, and I never thought I could love my daughter anymore. I could love anything else more than my daughter. I never thought in the world I could know that there was no love bigger than that. She comes out, and I tell her, I'm done fighting, baby. I raised you, and it's time for me to live every day and for me. I said, I did for you. I need to live for me. He goes, no. She goes, no, Mama, I understand. And then a couple months later, she tells me, Mom, I'm pregnant. I was like, oh, my goodness. So ever since then, it's her. My granddaughter, she would call me, Mom, I'm craving this and I'm craving that. And I would jump and run and go do it. And now my granddaughter, she's 8. Thinking she's 15. That little girl, she got me and my mama wrapped around her finger so bad.
Mm-hmm.
She's, oh my Lord, that little girl. Then now I have a boy. So my baby, she's 8 and he's 2. They know you love your kids and you love your kids to death, you do, but when the grandkids come, it's something, it's even greater love.
Aww.
It's a bigger, oh my goodness, for them, it's everything. My daughter, she tells me now, she goes, you used to buy me this and that, and you would tell me there's no money for McDonald's, and that you could not buy me this and that, and no, I wasn't going to have a phone, and no, I couldn't have this and that, and I couldn't, I said, She goes, you tell me now you ain't got no money, but look at you. When you went to Walmart, and now look at all the stuff she comes with. it's a different, I'm sad. Oh, my God, when you have grandkids, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. I even tell my granddaughter, so if I go in the grocery store, I said, baby, we're going in. Nana don't got no money. We're not buying only one toy, and you go to the clearance aisle, and only one. Okay, Nana, okay. And she gets there, and next thing I know, I'm broke. I'm coming out of the store broke, and my mom and daddy asking me, where's your money? I said, don't you see that little girl? Look what she got. It's just different. And for me, I've been there from them from day since she's been pregnant, so... and to leave their site, it freaks me out. That's the hard part about me, is to leave them.
You're going to be far.
Yeah. Yes, it's going to be like 10 hours away. I've never missed a birthday or nothing. I get my granddaughter every so often so she could stay the night, or I stay the night at her mom to spend time with her, because she says, like, she'll, since she's used to me, for the beginning of her life, I lived with her mom, and I helped her mom out until for a while. So my granddaughter was used to just running downstairs and running and sleeping in my bed and snuggling with me.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're kind of far away, we're only 30 minutes away, and she's not liking it. Not like, baby, but Nana has to have her own place.
Mm.
I know, Nana, I know. And now I haven't told her yet I'm moving all the way over there.
Oh, no. They're going to miss you.
Yeah. I know. I cry now because I keep seeing as much as I want. Like, I miss snuggling with her. Tell my dad too. I said, I'm not going to be happy there. I am. Because I get to spend time with you and stuff. I said, but I'm going to miss it. He says, baby, it's for your own good. It's for your health. And you need to do it for you, for them, if you want to spend more time with them. It's just so hard.
Yes, exactly.
It's really, really, really hard. But I thank you so much for listening. I'm getting to call her now and have to tell her, freaking on, I'm going to do that. But I do appreciate y'all for being there, for me and my dad and everything y'all done, and especially you, and for tolerating his
no problem. Always glad to help. I mean, one of the things as well that really makes me happy is like when I hear clients. I was just visiting an account before I actually went to your text, because I was about to call you, and I was visiting his account. I was looking at the leads, and it was the same. It started. They have Google Verified. They have Google Ads, and it started with low leads actually. So when I was reviewing their account, because we do account reviews, so we check on the accounts that we manage, because we have to make sure that it's really getting leads. If not, then we have to figure out what's the problem. So when I checked on their account, and I see that it is really generating leads, everything for the past 2 months that. We actually started to do full blast on the campaign. So they were like, they've been telling me that the phone has been like ringing nonstop. So it really makes me happy because I know that I was able to help as well. Reach on what we really aim to do, and that is to get you leads and get you busy.
Yes, ma'am. And I do appreciate it. I'm actually if you all can also let them know on the business cards, there's no need to rush them out no more. Because now that I'm going to actually move to my dad's, I'm going to actually change my number out to that area code.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not as so much. It's not so hard to get a hold of people, because sometimes I forget that I forget to go through y'all and stuff, because sometimes after we get in contact with y'all, get us in contact and stuff, they just email me. And when I end up emailing them, I forget sometimes that I went through y'all, so they have your number and think, okay, yeah, she's Alabama. When they start getting my Illinois number, they're like, who the hell is this? One lady, I'm telling you, I called her, and she's like, ma'am, do you know what time it is? And she started cussing me out and stuff, and I was like, excuse me, I'm from R&R, and I started telling her, and she goes, I thought you were a telemarketer. I was like, oh, my goodness. Because she's seen my number was Illinois, she thought it was She thought I was a telemarketer and stuff, and I'm like, no, I was calling about my dad. So I am going to move my number out to there, and since it's set in stone that I'm leaving. Okay, and it's set in stone I'm leaving.
No. But you really have to tell them as soon as possible, especially that your dad is coming on Sunday, right? Tomorrow is Saturday already. Yeah.
I'm going to call her today, and I talked to my granddaughter today, but I'm going to change my number as soon as I get out there, so that way they don't have to rush that much on the business card.
Mm-hmm. I will also, and thank you for letting me know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know I was pushing them for it and stuff like that, you know, and things like that, but sorry for rushing them, but now that it's set in stone that I'm going over there, they don't have to things rush have, as much, so I can change the number.
Okay, no problem. I'll also let them know so they can hold off on the changes for now, and we'll just wait for a new number.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Oh, talk about the devil. She just paused. She's sending me pictures now because she, a little brat, she wanted... I ordered her Christmas butt over $200 on there because she wanted lifelike dolls. They're really real. Have you seen them, lifelike dolls?
No, I haven't.
She ordered two. They are very real, veins and all.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and even the private part. So, yeah. And I ordered another one now. She's sending me pictures. But I must let you go because that's who's calling me now. So, just tell them to hold off on that and thank you for everything. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Alma. You too. Yes. Have a wonderful day. And safe travels on Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. You ask me. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Yes. Bye-bye. Thank you, dear. Bye-bye.